From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. South Korea's embattled president says she'll resign if parliament comes up with a plan for the safe transfer of power. Park Geun-hye's stunning announcement Tuesday comes after massive protests that have called for her ouster amid a mounting scandal. Opposition parties have been closing in on an impeachment motion against her, and even her allies in the conservative ruling party have called for her to honorably step down rather than face impeachment. The White House, major U.S. media outlets, and fact-checkers are debunking President-elect Donald Trump's claim that millions of people voted illegally in the November 8th election. Trump claims he would have defeated Democrat Hillary Clinton in the popular vote if it weren't for millions of people who he said voted illegally. He did not offer any evidence for the claim. Wisconsin Election Commission Chairman Mark Thompson does not like that suggestion.
I think it most unfortunate that the president-elect is claiming that there's huge problems with our system, and that's feeding what I call this conspiracy theory.
The Wisconsin Elections Commission agreed Monday to do a recount of the presidential ballots from the recent election. President-elect Donald Trump met with another possible candidate for Secretary of State Monday, former CIA chief and retired General David Petraeus. Before leading the CIA, Petraeus was top U.S. commander in Iraq and led NATO forces in Afghanistan. But he was forced to resign from the CIA in disgrace after leaking classified information to his biographer, with whom he was having an affair. Despite his past, Trump tweeted that he was very impressed with the retired general. This is VOA News. A Somali student at Ohio State University drove his car into a crowd of pedestrians Monday, got out, and began stabbing people with a butcher knife. 11 people were wounded. One student was caught up in the confusion over the incident.
I was walking to the library before class, and I was walking down 15th, and the first alert didn't really say anything. It just said, stay safe, run, stay, hide. And then a couple minutes later, we got a report that there was an active shooter on campus.
The attacker is identified as Abdul Razak Ali Artan, who was shot and killed by police. He was considered, or they have considered it, a terrorist attack. Artan was a student at the school. He was about 20 years old. Cubans lined up in Havana's Revolution Square Monday to pay their last respects to Fidel Castro. Memorial services began early Monday after 21-gun salutes sounded simultaneously in the capital and in the eastern city of Santiago, where Castro started the Cuban Revolution in 1953. The government has declared a 9-day period of mourning. The 90-year-old former communist dictator died Friday after a long illness. An airplane with 72 people on board, including players from a Brazilian soccer team heading to Colombia for a regional tournament final, crashed on its way to Medellin International Airport. Its mayor, Federico Gutierrez, said that it is possible there are survivors. He said ambulances and rescuers were on the way. It's not clear what caused it. Tajikistan has revoked the accreditation of 6 radio journalists working for U.S. government-funded broadcaster Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty. The suspension came after it refused to remove from its website a report on the appointment of Tajik's president's daughter to a senior foreign ministry position. The Tajik service had reported that the president's daughter had been appointed as a deputy head of a department of the foreign ministry based on confirmation from a ministry official in the ministry's website. Similar reports appeared in local and regional media outlets. The Obama administration has expanded its authority to attack the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab. Citing senior U.S. officials, the New York Times reported Monday that the administration has declared the Al-Qaeda-linked militant group to be an acceptable target in the war on terrorism. Congress authorized the military campaign following the 2001 terrorist attacks in the U.S. Times says the action has some legal and foreign policy experts concerned the administration is overexpanding its authority. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.